If you recognize this music, your hair likely has some gray.
Most people, when they get into music, they're looking at playing stuff that is relatively easy for them to pull off, and they get to just go out there and pose on stage.
If that attitude and voice sounds familiar, you may be thinking Zappa. If so, you're right.
They have more emphasis on dance and lighting than they do on music these days.
But it's not Frank Zappa. He died more than 20 years ago. It's his son, Dweezil, who has come to town to perform what's called Zappa Plays Zappa. The son plays his father's music.
Who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
That's kind of what my job is to sort of interpret the things that I feel like are the lesser known elements of my dad's music and present a show that gives people a chance to hear music from throughout his entire career, but focuses predominantly on composition.
By lesser known, though, he doesn't mean obscure.
Like on this tour, we're playing the Grand Wazoo and Sinister Footwear.
He and the five-piece band have been touring off and on since the late 90s, playing different iterations of his dad's music.
That's the universal message. This music is timeless. It's not just nostalgia music.
His father was one of rock and roll's most creative and successful iconoclasts. His music was complex, and it isn't easy to recreate live.
And we respect the music as it's written. People have this expectation that when you're playing somebody else's music that you're supposed to change it and make it your own and modernize it. I suppose that at times that may be a necessity for certain types of music, but it's not with this. This is much more like classical music.
The elder Zappa was known for his wild stage shows, and in recording more than 60 albums, an unwillingness to compromise artistic vision. While he never garnered a massive audience, he was wildly popular with some, including many critics. Rolling Stone lists Frank as the 22nd greatest guitarist of all time.
He wasn't the kind of guitarist that was like, hey, follow me. He was listening to the big picture of everything, and he was reacting like an athlete would be reacting and moving in either direction to respond to what was needed. He created spontaneous compositions that way that were exciting and really just unbelievable. My dad described his guitar solos and the process of playing them as air sculptures.
The son clearly has a respect for his father, and they had a close relationship to the end.
He never was really, about giving advice. I mean, he listened to the music that I did, and he was glad to see that I was doing my own thing with guitar. And, I got to play with him live on stage a few times and sit down around the house and play a little bit. But he really wasn't, like, trying to shape anything that I did. He wanted me to just be able to do my own thing.
Probably not unlike a lot of you parents out there. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.